again, we're back to medical sort of questions. If someone gets an organ transplant, like a kidney, will the transplanted organ cells be eventually replaced by the transplantee's own cells? And if so, how long does this take?
The answer is no, they definitely won't. And that's why you do the transplant in the first place. And if we look at cystic fibrosis as a really good example of this, when you are suffering with cystic fibrosis, let's just focus on the lungs because it does have other effects. But in the lungs, you can't make the right iron channel. This is a little pore on the surface of the lung cells that lets the right amount of ions go in and out of the cells, and this means that the mucus you make in the lung becomes very thick and sticky, so you can't clear the mucus out properly. The way you cure cystic fibrosis from a chest point of view, when things get really bad, is you take out the diseased lungs and you take lungs from a donor who's healthy, hasn't got cystic fibrosis, and you put them in. And the person then doesn't have cystic fibrosis in their lungs anymore. And the reason is that the donor lungs have a healthy copy of the CF gene in the stem cells that are making the layers of cells that line those lungs. And because the stem cell has the correct gene in it, all of the cells in that graft then do the job that the person, the rest of the person's body, doesn't have the gene that can to do. So that means the donor gets a the recipient gets a healthy set of working lungs. If you replaced the cells in there with the person's own tissue again, then they would have an unhealthy copy of the gene again, and they would have cystic fibrosis again. So that's why you do a transplant.
Okay, excellent.